This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Today is election day for two runoff U.S. Senate races in the state of Georgia that will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the United States Senate. Republican Senator David Perdue is facing a challenge from Democrat John Ossoff, a television documentary producer, while Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler, one of the wealthiest lawmakers in the country, is going up against Reverend Raphael Warnock, a Baptist minister. President-elect Joe Biden was in Georgia last night campaigning on behalf of Warnock and Ossoff.
By electing John and the Reverend, you'll be voting to get the states the resources they need to get the vaccines distributed. It's a shame what's happening now. It's a literal shame.
Polls ahead of Election Day indicate the two Democrats hold a slight edge in the contest, both of which were made necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the first round of voting in November. Voter turnout is expected to be exceptionally high, with more than 3 million ballots cast in early voting. Now, if today's election were not enough, tomorrow's counting of the Electoral College ballots is promising to be what we'll call a high-energy affair. Washington, D.C.'s mayor urged calm yesterday as some 340 National Guard troops were being activated while the city prepared for potentially violent protests surrounding Congress's expected vote to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's victory. A U.S. defense official says the D.C. National Guard will be used at Mayor Muriel Bowser's request to help with expected protests this week, but will not be armed or wearing body armor. Congress is meeting this week to certify the Electoral College results, and President Donald Trump has refused to concede while whipping up support for the protests. This is VOA News.
How are you guys?
Well, if Vice President-elect Kamala Harris were concerned at all regarding any possible turmoil regarding the confirmation of her and President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory in Congress tomorrow, you wouldn't know it. She and her husband, Doug Emhoff, visited a restaurant in Washington, D.C. last night.
Well, we wanted to come and hang out with some of the great leaders who are they're making it work. In many cases, barely surviving, but so committed to the community, so committed to their staff, so committed to their talent and the gift that they give neighborhoods like 17th Street Community. And so Doug and I just wanted to come out and thank them. So
a reporter asked Harris how she and President-elect Joe Biden plan to find common ground with Republicans who refuse to acknowledge their victory in the presidential election.
When Joe Biden and I are inaugurated on January 20th, which we will be, and Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States, and I will be the next vice president of the United States, we are committed to working with all leaders, regardless of who they voted for, to address issues like what we need to do to support our small businesses. In the conversation,
the reporter also asked Harris if she sees the Republican effort in Congress to contest the Biden-Harris Electoral College victory as a so-called coup attempt.
Let me just tell you something. We're going to be inaugurated, period.
I know you're going to be inaugurated, but when you see what's going on.
Police in Washington, D.C. on Monday arrested the leader of the Proud Boys, who was accused of burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown Washington last month. 36-year-old Enrique Tarrio was arrested in it by Metropolitan Police Department officers after he arrived in Washington ahead of protests planned by supporters of President Donald Trump to coincide with the congressional vote expected Wednesday to affirm Joe Biden's victory. Tarrio was taken into custody after a warrant was issued for his arrest for destruction of property. He's also facing a weapons charge after officers found him with two high-capacity firearm magazines when he was arrested. That, according to police. South Korea says it will seek a diplomatic solution with Iran over a South Korean-flagged oil tanker seized by Iranian Revolutionary Guard troops yesterday in the Strait of Hormuz. The foreign minister says a diplomatic team will head to Iran to negotiate the release of its 20-member crew. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.